morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, January 14th. You'll be interested to know, 148 years ago, today, in 1878, a small team opened the first public telephone exchange in a converted office, linking callers across town with live and helpful operators. The innovation made two-way voice communication practical, established a new service industry, and accelerated social and commercial connections. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with waves at 2 to 3+ feet. The wind is offshore at 5 miles per hour. Conditions remain clean until around 10 a.m. when it shifts to sideshore. By 11 a.m., expect choppy waves as the wind turns onshore at 6 miles per hour. The swell stays consistent through the afternoon with fair conditions continuing. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m., with the 3-foot outgoing mid-tide when the west swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 4 miles per hour. The first low tide on Wednesday will be 0 foot at 1:30 p.m., followed by a 3-foot high tide just before 8:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean on Thursday with waves around 3 to 4 feet, offering great opportunities for catching a barrel. Friday sees similar size at 2 to 4 feet. But shifts to fair conditions as winds pick up slightly. By Saturday, expect a drop to 2 to 3 feet with choppy conditions in the afternoon, making it the least favorable day of the period. This morning, it's sunny, and it feels like 58 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:04, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with a high near 67 and a light north wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 56 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday through Sunday will be mostly sunny to sunny with highs near 70 on Thursday and Saturday and near 68 to 69 on Friday and Sunday. The nights will be mild with lows in the mid-50s. And north winds will be light, around 0 to 5 miles per hour on Thursday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in San Diego, Nexstar Media Group is acquiring a third television station, igniting concerns about reduced diversity in news coverage and a potential conservative bias. Critics worry that if the federal government eases ownership regulations, it may lead to fewer independent voices in local journalism. V. Nelson from Point Loma Nazarene University emphasizes that ownership concentration risks limiting perspectives as the audience shrinks and corporations seek larger shares of a diminishing market. With fewer journalists remaining, the quality of news reporting may decline, affecting how facts are presented to the public. Now on to sports. Mike Tomlin is stepping down as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers after 19 seasons, marking the end of an era defined by stability and success. Despite rumors of his potential departure, Tomlin's resignation surprised many players who were unaware of the announcement during a team meeting. He leaves with an impressive record of never having a losing season and clinched his 200th career NFL victory this season. The Steelers will now search for their fourth head coach since 1969, prioritizing strong leadership. As for Aaron Rodgers, his future remains uncertain following a disappointing playoff performance. In local sports, Brooks Koepka's return to the PGA Tour is set for the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines from January 29th through February 1st. After 3 years away, Koepka rejoins the tour following a significant charitable donation of $5 million and giving up potential earnings exceeding $50 million. Marty Gorsuch, CEO of the Century Club of San Diego, emphasized the excitement of having Koepka back, noting his great recognition and the curiosity factor surrounding his return. Fans are eager to see if other big names like John Rahm will follow suit as the tour opens doors for reinstatement. In top news, the Federal Trade Commission accuses a company operating an artificial intelligence search engine known as Pearl of rampant consumer deception. Federal officials allege that Pearl's operation has duped thousands of users into costly monthly charges. The lawsuit claims that Pearl locks consumers into recurring fees, ensnaring hundreds of thousands of people. Investigators say that users, upon clicking ads, are directed to various landing pages, where they are prompted to join a question and answer service for either $1 or $5. Once credit card information is provided, unwanted monthly fees can climb to $79. The suit seeks an injunction against the company for violating federal consumer protection laws. In business news, Bitcoin extended gains on Tuesday, climbing to a two-month high as United States corporate earnings got underway and investors absorbed fresh inflation data. The world's largest cryptocurrency was up about 4.5% on the day, trading just above $95,500, its strongest level since mid-November, according to CoinGecko. The advance triggered an estimated $587 million in liquidations of crypto short positions, including about $292 million tied to Bitcoin, according to CoinGlass. Ryan Rasmussen, head of research at Bitwise, noted that several global events remind investors why Bitcoin was created. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 5% to about $95,000. Ethereum is up 7.5% to about $3,000. And XRP is up 6% to $2.18. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. U.S. greenhouse gas emissions are rising for the first time in 2 years. A new report finds that surging electricity demands from artificial intelligence data centers and a cold snap are driving up emissions after years of declines. The U.S. is on track to record an estimated 2.4% increase in emissions in 2025 compared with 2024. Emissions tied to the power sector are expected to rise by 3.8%. Meanwhile, transportation contributed more greenhouse gases than any other sector, but saw little increase due to more hybrid and electric vehicles on the road. And in entertainment news, Kevin Spacey is expected to face a brutal cross-examination in a rare Hollywood insurance trial over the series House of Cards. In the coming weeks, he will testify in Los Angeles Superior Court, claiming he would have been suicidal if required to return for the final season. Media Rights Capital is seeking a payout of $80 million from Fireman's Fund, arguing that Spacey's issues cost his unavailability. The trial will address whether sexual compulsion is a legitimate illness under the insurance policy. Jurors will consider Spacey's credibility amid contradictions in his statements. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher and writer, Bertrand Russell. And he said, "The only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation, as it fosters understanding and progress in a world increasingly interconnected by technology and communication." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.